There is power in the shout of the children of God. Do you believe that? There is power in the shout of the children of God. As 1 Samuel chapter 4, we read verses 5 and 8. And I read from New King James Version. King James Version. 1 Samuel chapter 4. Verses 5 to 8. We read 5 to 8. And when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, what meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? And they understood that the ark of the Lord was come into the camp, and the Philistines were afraid. Your enemies will be afraid of you.
Amen.
For they said, God is coming to the camp. And they said, woe unto us, for there had not been such a thing therefore. Woe unto us, who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. When we get home, I want us to read this passage very well. And you see what actually happened. But it is not what happened at that camp that we are really interested in this morning. We want to examine the power that is in the child of the children of God. When children of God say hallelujah, there is power there. When we say praise the Lord, there is power there. Brethren, do you know that it was a shout that brought down the Jericho, the walls of Jericho? Joshua 6:20. If you look at 2 Kings 7:6 also, it was a shout that put an end to the siege over Samaria. Read it when you get home. 2 Kings 7:6, we see it there. Acts of Apostles 16:25-26. The shout of Paul and Silas in praises and prayers in the prison was so loud that the sleeping prisoners heard them. Moreover, it was so loud that it caused an earthquake that forced the prison doors opened. It was the shout. Remember that song, Paul and Silas? They pray. They dance. They shout. And what happened? Holy Ghost came down. There was earthquake, prison, chains were loosed. As we shout for joy this month, every wall of Jericho shall fall flat. And end shall come to every siege. And the prison door shall be forced open in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
This is because when you shout and rejoice, it brings access to water out of the wells of salvation. Isaiah 12:3. Water out of the wells of salvation. Shouting for joy brings access to better things happening after salvation. Hebrews 12:24. Shout of joy means there is God brings you to the presence of God. Why do we say we must praise and worship God before we pray? You want to dance, you want to shout, you want to affect the environment. God himself will come down and ask you, what can I do for you? Praise the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10, quickly. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither ye be sorry, for the joy of our Lord is what? Is your strength. When you shout, it brings about, it gives you access to God's strength. It also gives you access to God's voice. God speaks and ministers to you. Isaiah 30:29-30. You have victory over your enemies when you shout. Look at what happened in 1 Chronicles 20:21-24. It was the story of First Chronicles 20, 21 to 24. Can you please help us? First Chronicles 20. Or is it Second Chronicles? Am I misquoting here? Yeah. Yeah, it's Second Chronicles, sorry. You remember this guy? King Jehoshaphat. An intelligence report came to him that, look, war is coming. Three nations, you know, the Amorites, the Edomites, and one other, maybe the Ammonites, I don't know. Mighty army, they are coming. There was no way Israel could, you know, this is not possible. He went to God. And then after he has reported them to God, what did he do? He appointed singers. That is fighting, winning a war without swinging the sword. No? He appointed singers and put them in front. And they started singing. And you know what God did? Those enemies started killing themselves. Your enemy will be confused in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
When you shout for joy, there is deliverance. Acts of Apostles 16, 25 to 26. And then when you also shout for joy, you know, when you marry, there is divine health. Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart does good like medicine. So it's always good to shout. And the shouting side is usually what? The winning side. Shout hallelujah. I want us to stand up as we pray these few prayer points. Father, with a loud shout today, let every wall of opposition against my life and destiny fall down flat.
Amen.
Now shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Amen. Amen. Father, with a loud shout today, let every siege over my life and family come to an end in the name of Jesus. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Father, with a loud shout, let every prison door shut against my life and destiny be forced open. Now shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Amen. God bless you. You can have your seat. This is a month of joy. The God of joy shall make you and yours joyful in the mighty name of Jesus. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19 says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no milk. Said, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and as you know, there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. So what is this guy saying? He said, regardless of anything that may happen, my joy will be full. Your joy will be full in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
From that text that we read above, God demands that his children be joyful, rejoicing regardless of whatever is happening within you, regardless of whatever is happening in your environment, regardless of whatever you are going through, you will always shout for joy.
Amen.
Joy will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Apostle Paul, he wanted to go to Rome as a preacher. You know that? He wanted to preach, you know, he wanted to reach the unreached. He wanted to see the great people in Rome. It's like going to Rome in those days, it's like going to jail, coming to America now. Eh? So he wanted to go. Indeed, he ended up in Rome as a prisoner. As a Roman citizen, he indeed has the right to appeal to Caesar and awaited his days in court. Instead, he was illegally arrested in Jerusalem, misrepresented in court, incorrectly identified as an Egyptian renegade, entangled in the red tape of political machinery. When he was granted a trip across the Mediterranean, he encountered a storm, ended up on the island of Malta. He was bitten by a snake. Regardless of these trials, Paul still wrote in Philippians 4:4, say, rejoice. And I say what? Rejoice. So rejoicing in spite of confusion, failure, hopelessness, famine, being knocked down, suffering, and slow progress. Regardless of what the enemy is doing or saying, you just choose to rejoice. As you shout and you rejoice, I see God turning things around for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And what are the reasons for our joy? You can ask ourselves that question this morning. What are the reasons for our joy? The salvation that we have and the Son of God that resides in us are reasons for our joy. Psalm 94, Psalm 9, verse 14. Psalm 9, verse 14. If you also read Psalm 13, verse 5, you see it there. The salvation that we have, you know, that I may show forth all the praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in thy salvation. The salvation that we have and the Son of God that resides in us, Colossians 1:27, gives us reason to rejoice. The sacredness, number two, the sacredness of God, unchangeableness of God, that guarantees what he says. That guarantees what he says he will do and he does it. No matter what. Makes us and give us reason to rejoice. Malachi 3:6. Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change it not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not what? Are not consumed. Okay? We are not consumed because God changed it not. He has given us his covenant of dancing and rejoicing. And we enjoy it all the days of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. The scriptures that we have say we should rejoice. The security we enjoy, Psalm 5 verse 11, should make us rejoice. The satisfaction we have in God should make us rejoice at all times. The strength from the Lord, we read it before, Nehemiah 8:10, should make us rejoice at all times. The privilege of seeking after God must also be a source of our joy. 1 Chronicles 16:10. And wherever there's an atmosphere of joy, there's usually a shout of hallelujah. Amen. This is because the presence of God will surely create an atmosphere of joy. Although there was a war to be fought, as soon as the ark of God arrived in the camp, based on that passage that we read, there was joy. And what does this mean? True joy comes only in the presence of God. The shout of true joy is experienced only in his presence. Psalm 16:11. The shout of joy and God's presence go together. The presence of God brings the atmosphere of God, and the shout of joy will bring peace and the presence of God. The shout of joy that brings the presence of God manifests in praise, in worship, in thanksgiving. That is why it is very important for the children of God to make praise a way of life. You must make praise a way of life. When there's a shout of joy, at least certain things happen. The enemies tremble. You see what happened in that passage. Immediately the ark of God came into the camp, and the children of Israel shouted, big shout. There was panic in the camp of the Philistines. So the enemy will always tremble. There will be a shaking. According to that passage that we have, 1 Samuel 4:5, there was a shaking. Words of opposition will fall down. Say amen.
Amen.
Prison doors are forced open when there's a shout of joy. Bands are loosed.
Amen.
Amen. God arise and scatter all his enemies. Because God inhabits the praise of his people. And when he arises in the midst of their praise, what happens to the enemies? They scatter. Then signs and wonders are also produced. But there could be a silencer. A silencer is how to reduce or eliminate a shout or a noise. For the people of God, the silencer is what? Sin. Sin replaces joy with sorrow. Replaces boldness with fear. and sin replaces victory with defeat. Although the ark of God symbolized the presence of God in the midst of the children of Israel, there was a shout of joy. The Israelites still lost that battle. Why? Because the sons of Eli, Ophni, and Phinehas, they had sinned and they defied the camp. They were sinners among them. Joshua lost the battle for Ai. Why? Because of, is it Achan? What's the name of that guy? Committed that sin. The Bible says, and the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten, and they fled, every man into his tent. And there was a very great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen, and the ark of God was taken. And the two sons of Eli, Ophni and Phinehas, were slain. Why? Because there was sin in that camp. Today, as we get ready to pray, we must deal with every form of sin so that the silencer does not put out the shout of joy in our life. I pray we shall be victorious in the mighty name of Jesus. As I conclude this morning, I want to know that as we continue with the shouts of prayer, shouts of joy, praise and worship, shout of hallelujah, we will begin to receive unsolicited miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. God will do unexpected miracles in your life. He will perform unlikely, unprecedented, unconventional, uncommon, unsolicited miracles in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. I stand under the auction of the covenant and the corporate auction of elders of the Redeemed Christian Church of God to say that whatever will make your joy full, God will give you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord Almighty will give your you as his children unusual miracles, amen, unexpected miracles, amen, uncommon help, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you have been through or whatever you have been asking that needs help from above, you will receive this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Brethren, I don't know what you are going through. I don't know what plans you have made. I don't know what you have written down. I don't know what you come to church this morning about in your heart. But as we shout hallelujah, as we praise him, heavens shall be opened upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You begin to operate under wide open heavens all the days of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let us arise this morning. First of all, we are going to praise God with a shout of hallelujah. Now, we are going to shout three great hallelujahs. The first one must shake this building. Yes. The second one will take away the roof. And then the third one will bring back the roof, stabilize the building, and then you know that God is here. And everybody passing will know that, wow, there's a victory among them over there. You will not die early.
Amen.
In the name that's above every other name, as you know the date of birth of your children, you will not know the date of their death.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every sin that will make your shout to be silenced, God will forgive that sin today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So before we pray, let's just put our hand on our chest. Like we had during the workers' meeting last Sunday. Say, you must even forgive in advance. There are some people who have sinned against us, offense that we are holding. Ask for forgiveness this morning. And then forgive them. Say, forgive us our daily bread as we forgive those who trespass. Give us our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. So it's the condition. You must forgive before you can receive forgiveness. Is there anyone you are holding? Ask God for mercy this morning. Release. Release your husband. Release your neighbor. Release that friend. Ask for forgiveness. In sociology, you say, the more the level of interaction, the more the level of conflict. You can't conflict with people who you don't know. It is the people that you interact, people you work with daily, people you see daily. Ask God for forgiveness this morning, and that God will give me a heart to forgive. I release everyone, Lord, so that I can receive forgiveness of sins in the mighty name of Jesus. I repent of every sin in my life. Don't let my joy be replaced with sorrow. Talk to God. Don't let my joy be replaced with sorrow. Don't let my joy be replaced with sorrow. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Shout a bigger amen.
Amen.
We are going to pray. Father, let there be fear and trembling in the camp of my enemies. Throughout this year and beyond, go ahead and talk to God. Throughout this year and beyond, we are talking of spiritual enemies now. We are not talking about your neighbor. Spiritual enemies, those ones that are troubling you in your dream. Remember, the Bible says, suffer a wish not to live. Those wishes and wizards calling your name, taking your name to the evil altar. There will be fear and trembling in their camp. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let there be a shaking. Shakes off any evil thing deposited into my body. Anything evil that has been deposited into my body that is making my joy not to be full. Father, let there be a shaking. Shake them off. Arise in your power. Confuse my oppressors. Confuse all my spiritual enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus. Evil dreams, you can't come to pass in my life. I rebuke you. I rebuke you. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is my month of joy. Month of grace. I receive grace. Arise in your power. Confuse my oppressors, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to say, Father, let me experience the fullness of joy throughout this year. Fullness of joy. You will receive fullness of joy. All those difficult areas, they are softened. Unexpected miracles. Unexpected blessings. Because you are here to shout hallelujah. Because you are here to shout of joy. Let the adversaries receive a sign that you are present in my life and in my family. Let the adversaries receive a sign that you are there. The Philistines, immediately the children of Israel shouted for joy. They know that God has come to their camp. They said, wow, if not for sin, Israel will have massacred those people. But if you read the story, you all see what the Ark of Israel actually did in the land of Philistine where it was taken to. Let the adversaries receive a sign that you are present in my life and that of my family. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, Father, make me a wonder throughout this year. Make me a wonder. In every area, everywhere I touch, in my place of work, in my neighborhood, at home, in school, in my career, make me a wonder, Lord. As I praise you, as I sing to you, as I dance, make me a wonder. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to talk to God this morning. A new Sunday, a new day. Father, I need a new gift. Because I have shouted hallelujah, I have prayed for you. Father, endow me with a beautiful new gift this month. Talk to God. And then mention that gift that you want from the Lord. To me, I want divine health. Divine health. So that doctor's report will be proved negative in my life. There's nothing God cannot do. Divine health. Multiplication in my family. Lord, multiplication. Multiplication in my family. And the whole world will know that you are my God. Talk to God.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want us to stretch forth our hands to the pastor. The Lord have gone out of him. This is a seasonal message. I want us to stretch our hands and pray that God Almighty will refill him back. That God Almighty, oh God, will cause his grace, his anointing to be on increase on his life. Let us ask the Lord God Almighty, he has encouraged us this morning, that God Almighty will encourage him in return. He will encourage him, will encourage his family. Let us pray, oh God, from our heart, oh God, he has blessed us with this every word this month, that God in return will bless him. He will bless him, oh God. He will bless him in return. That God Almighty, we encamp him round about, oh God, that is nothing that will be able to stand before him. Nothing will be able to stand against him. Everything, oh God, issues of life they may have. Pastor also have issue, but they can't. Who are they going to tell? Only God. Let us seize this opportunity to pray and say, God, Lord Almighty, anything, oh God, that is like, attend to them this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Glorify yourself in his life. Blessed be your name, Father. We honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Praise the Lord. Just like we heard this morning, I say, praise the Lord. Yes, yes, I can see it. Amen. This morning we have come to thank him the way we know how to do it. When we kneel before the Lord, we are always saying, God, it's a sign that I humble myself. So when we come before him, you know, let us despite our trouble, our tear, nobody, everybody has issue. Let us come before him and dance. Let us express what we feel.